one of the things that we spent a lot of time on was an updated business plan. Our business plan has not been updated since 2009. So I've been working hard on that for the last 2 months, trying to conform the document to how CRDF has evolved, but also to talk about some areas where CRDF may want to get more involved. Another thing we discussed was a potential RFP. One of the things I would like for CRDF to do is turn more of its focus towards applied research. We can't abandon basic research, certainly, but applied research seems to me to be something that can give growers something they can use right now. So we talked about that concept at great length. We're going to do some more of that in November, and hopefully on December the 11th at our board meeting, we'll adopt the business plan, maybe a revised bylaws set, and hopefully a new RFP. But it's going to be up to the board whether they want to go with the idea on the applied research, but I think that's the direction we need to head.
By applied meaning ways to what Peter McClure used to say, hook it to the tractor and drag it to the grove, right?
That's right. We know that we get more production out of greening infected trees by relieving stress. And we know that there are three or four things that relieve stress. So we need to fine-tune those ingredients, nutrition, fertilization, certain watering irrigation regimes. We need to fine-tune those recipes, and we need to do it in each of the three major growing regions of Florida so growers can have a recipe that they can follow. That's the kind of helpful research that I think they would appreciate.
And Rick, earlier you talked about some new directions in business planning that we might go. What were some of those new directions?
One of the new directions is the ability of CRDF to do field evaluations and data collection. The biggest complaint I've heard in the last 2 months is that we have an awful lot of field trials. Nobody really knows what we're learning from those field trials. We need to compile that data and get it to growers. So the idea would be to allow CRDF to assist our researchers and take over some of the field evaluation responsibilities and collect this data so we can then compile it in a way that growers can use.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.